Blackstone Publishing presents The New Space Opera, edited by Gardner Dozois and Jonathan Strahan. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie, Caroline Schaefer, Richard Powers, Tom Weiner, Kat Gould, Tom Taylorson, Peter Macon, Carlos Lopez, Kevin Kennerly, Pamela Gerlich, Erica Sullivan, and Tristan Morris.
Introduction. It's hard to imagine just what the world was like when space opera was born. There's a lot of talk in science fiction circles these days about the singularity, the point when technological progress sweeps off the scale and the world essentially turns to magic. It must have seemed like the world was living through a singularity in 1900. Alabama turned on the first electric streetlights in 1882. Marconi filed the patent for radio in 1896. And the Wright brothers flew at Kitty Hawk in 1903. It was an exciting time when science and technology seemingly could take on and solve any problem. It was also a time of frontiers, of the full flowering of the British Empire, which was bent on civilizing much of the world, and of the settling of the American West. Jack Williamson, one of the pioneers of space opera, traveled west to New Mexico in a horse-drawn wagon in 1915. The same year that E.E. Doc Smith was writing the first great space opera novel, Skylark of Space. But we get ahead of ourselves. We should probably first touch on what space opera is before we discuss it in any detail. The Encyclopedia of Science Fiction describes space opera as colorful action-adventure stories of interplanetary or interstellar conflict, while Jack Williamson, in the new Encyclopedia of Science Fiction, refers to it as